relationship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. You may know this one by heart. You may have heard of it 5 million times or never heard it before. Regardless how many times you heard this passage, it's still true. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Oh, friend, I'm not sure what you have going on today on this Thursday. Maybe some of us are getting ready for a funeral for a loved one. Some of us may be on the way to a doctor's appointment. Some of us may be on our way to a job interview or about to face something we don't really want to get excited about. Whatever it is, friend, trust in Him with all that you have, with all of your heart. Friend, thanks for tuning in to Great News Radio today on this Thursday, October 3rd. My name is Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a wonderful and blessed week. And you blink, and it's already a brand new month. It's October. I'm not sure how we got here, but it's October, that's for sure. Be sure to get your latest copy of the Prime Live Times. It's the October edition of Prime Live Times. You can take a look at the entire distribution list all over the area. I mean, we are just expanding, busting at the seams. Several places where you can pick up your copy of Prime Life Times. You can take a look at the entire distribution list at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And that is one of the arms of this organization here, primelifetimes.com. Well, coming up tomorrow and Saturday, you're invited to The Good News, a community gospel stage play presented by Great News Radio. Three shows over 2 days tomorrow at 7 p.m. and again on Saturday, both at 3 and 7. The price is $15. It's going to be at the Community Free Church of Mahomet. For more details, just visit the new events section at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Again, it's The Good News, a community gospel stage play at Community Free Church tomorrow and Saturday. Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to take a look at just the birth of John the Baptist, that whole story there, how it's a reminder for you and me today here in 2019 that there isn't anything too hard for the Lord. We're going to take a look at the book of Luke right after this on Mark and Friends on this Thursday morning. Happy Thursday. It's Joey here with you. And have you heard about this Impossible Burger? People have been talking about the it's like a meat-free burger that's used to be only available in restaurants, but now you can buy them in the grocery store for the first time like a couple of weeks ago. It's like a plant-based burger. It's already at, I think they have it at Burger King as well. And I think KFC is working with the company to have a plant-based chicken, the Impossible Burger. That's the name of that. I don't know about you, but I think the only thing impossible about it is you trying to get me to eat it, in my opinion. But today we're going to take a look how a nice reminder how there isn't anything too hard for the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible for Him. There's a man in the Bible by the name of John the Baptist. He was a fascinating man. I mean, interesting guy. He ate locusts and honey, and crowds came to him, and he constantly told them that he was nothing, that the coming Messiah was everything. And in the end of his life, it was cut short because he called out the king for sinning. I mean, John the Baptist, a great guy. And today we're going to take a look at his birth. And it's a reminder that there isn't anything too hard for the Lord. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 1. We're going to start off in verse 5. In Luke chapter 1, being reminded today that there isn't anything too hard for the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he and his wife from the daughters of Aaron, her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of people were praying outside the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him. Fear fell upon him. But the angel said, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for there will be, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, and to turn hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready the Lord a people prepared. Well, here we see the couple. The couple is Elizabeth. She was the wife. Zechariah was the husband. The Bible says they were righteous. They were righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. That does not mean they were perfect. I mean, they desired to honor the Lord in all they did. And Zechariah even served as a priest. He served the Lord. They were godly people. They loved the Lord. They sought to honor him in all of their ways. So we see the couple. We also see the problem. Verse 7 says they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. Think about this. They were godly folks who loved the Lord. They sought to honor him in all their ways. But friend, how many of us know that doesn't exempt you from having problems? They were not only barren, but the Bible says they were old or advanced in years. Think about that. They were not only unable to have kids, they were kind of past the childbearing age. So in other words, it was an impossible situation. And we got to remember, these are real people with a real problem, with real pain, who cried real tears, who had a real hurt in their real heart, who also served a real God. Because we not only see the couple, we not only see the problem, but friend, we see the miracle. It says here, then appeared to him was an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear came upon him. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth, listen, will bear you a son, and you shall call him John." Wait a second. Wait a second. They're now going to have a son? I thought they were barren. I thought they couldn't have kids. I thought they were advanced in years, past the age of childbearing. Friend, those are the facts, right? We just read them. How many of us know that when it comes to the things of God, facts alone don't determine the final outcome? Facts don't have the final say. God does. There's a young lady by the name of Ashley Hallford. You should maybe Google her, look up her story on YouTube. Ashley Hallford. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She and her husband knew each other since kindergarten. They have a sweet story there. They were married in 2004. And 3 years later, they were expecting their first child when cancer ripped their life apart. Because she was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. Now, if anybody who knows anything about cancer, stage 4 is not good. It's not good. In fact, the cancer was multiplying and moved to her neck, her lungs, and her liver. In fact, she had innumerable tumors. That was the medical term. In other words, they stopped counting how many she had in her body. It was that bad. And they also notified her that her cancer was inoperable. In other words, there's nothing more that they could do. She was given weeks to live, she was advised to record videos, write letters to her infant son, take as many pictures as possible, and all the while her church organized a time of fasting and prayer to pray for her and that whole situation. And several weeks later, after a routine scan, her doctor shockingly reported that there was no evidence of cancer. And it's been 12 years and still no cancer. Friend, facts alone don't determine the final outcome. God has the final say. So we see the couple. We see the problem. Hallelujah, we've seen the miracle. But friend, we also see the calling of John the Baptist. It says that he will be great before the Lord. He will turn many of the children of Israel back to their Lord God. Man, that's incredible. They were childless. They were past the age of childbearing. They were praying and praying. Now they are not only going to get a baby, but God is going to use their baby in a mighty, mighty way. I think every parent listening today wants their kids to be successful. And just the fact that they're going to have a son that is great and God is going to use him in mighty ways is just a cherry on top. I'll tell you what, we serve a great God, don't we? In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, just a few verses down, after this story that we're looking at with Zechariah and Elizabeth, that we come to a passage many of us know mostly around Christmas time when the angel came to Mary and let her know that she's going to have a child. And Luke 1:35, listen to this. And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Listen to this in verse 36. "And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who has been called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Friend, he is the God of the impossible. I think of broken marriages. You've tried and tried. You've done counseling. You've done all the work, and it just doesn't seem like it's working, and it seems hopeless. Know today that he is the God of the impossible. I think of our unsaved loved ones, precious people we love so dearly, who are so far from Jesus. And you know that if they die, they will have a godless eternity. And for some of those situations, it may seem impossible for them to even bow their knee to Christ. Friend, know that he is the God of the impossible. Some of us have wayward children that are so far, not only from the Lord, but from family. And it just seems like you've handed it over to the Lord so many times, and it just seems hopeless. Friend, he is a God of the impossible. Friend, there is no promise too hard for God to keep. There's no prayer too hard for God to answer. There is no problem too hard for God to solve. Jeremiah 32:17, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and the earth. By your great power and by your outstretched arm, nothing is too hard for you." Job 42:2, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Jeremiah 32:27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" Friend, there isn't anything too hard for the Lord.
I come to you, O gracious Lord. Your love has caused my heart to burn. I'm captured by your every word. Make me wholly thine. Out of sin I run to thee.
us a pretty song. Her name is Meredith Andrews and Holy Thine. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio today. This is Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. If you missed any of today's program, just go back and listen to it through our audio archive section at greatnewsradio.org. You can drop me a note anytime. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones, enjoy the rest of my Thursday. I hope you have a chance to just go out and remember that whatever you do, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.